We are joined with Corvin Neufeld, president of the Yorkton Terriers. Good morning, Corvin.
Good morning.
And Calvin Tkarchuk, marketing director with the Yorkton Terriers. Good morning, Calvin.
Morning, Danny.
So, it's the moment we've all been waiting for. We've had quite the run with the Save the Terriers season ticket blitz. And I guess, Calvin, we're going to start with you, asking you how you guys ended off. Yesterday was the final day for ticket purchase.
Yesterday was just amazing. We sold over 216 tickets yesterday. We have a tentative total of 925. Again, we did go to bed last night about 11 o'clock, so there may still be some e-transfers or late online purchases. We'll get those confirmed first thing this morning. But yeah, 925 tickets.
Unreal. Corvin, with the goal of 1,000 tickets to get so close, that's got to be a pretty great feeling.
Oh, man, it's incredible. I can't believe the support we've had from the community. It's very humbling, and we're so grateful for that. That target of 1,000 tickets was a very aggressive target, and to come in that close, we're just blown away.
I guess the next question is, how does this set things up moving forward now with the Yorkton Terrier organization?
Yeah, and that's the really exciting part of all of this, Danny, is that we met as a board last night, and we confirmed that we're good to go for next season. So that, and again, we couldn't have done it without the support of our community. So just, really exciting times, and really looking forward to next year. Lots more work to do. We got a 3 or 4 major fundraiser things coming, with our sports celebrity dinner being the big one on April 20th. Lots more to go, but we're good to go for next season.
Well, and I think the nice thing was to see the community come out and support, and whether it was just individuals or the business community as well.
Yeah. It's been overwhelming, the support that we've had from people, from fans, from businesses, minor hockey teams. We've even had other SJHL teams buy season tickets and donate them back. So it's incredible to see the support that we had.
Well, Calvin, I know I've got my name in the draw a little bit later today. We're looking forward to seeing, and somebody's going to get a phone call a little bit later today from you guys.
It's not a house that we're giving away, so you're probably not winning it, Dan. But you do have your name in there a couple times. Looking forward to it. It's going to be live on Facebook, 1 p.m., and I'm excited to give it away because, again, when we set out to do this a little over 34 days ago, like Corvin said, 1,000 tickets was, again, a very aggressive expectation. And one thing I've learned being born and raised here is the Parkland comes out in droves and always supports, and 925 tickets, honestly, it's amazing. Fans, sponsors. I do want to say a couple thank yous, though. Our office staff, Darcy and Teresa, have been going nonstop this last month, making sure that we take care of everybody. So a huge shout out to them. And I want to thank you guys, the Harvard family, GX, Fox, and everyone around. You guys have been so supportive of everything. We really probably couldn't have done this without all the support that you guys did. So thank you so much for that.
Nice to see when a community comes together. Now, Calvin, you guys, Corvin mentioned the next thing coming up here is Sportsman's Dinner. Those tickets are available right now?
They absolutely are, yeah. You can get a hold of Nicole Campbell or Grant Ottenbright to get tickets. We'll have more information on that as it becomes available. But again, we had a little meeting last night, and some of the prizes that are coming up for that are absolutely amazing. I'm going to have to start taking in some bottles and cans because I think some of them are going to get pretty high. But that's okay. I got no problem with that. I'll stop by your place later, Danny.
Yeah, sounds good.
But yeah, we've got that. And then, an event we're looking forward to saying, but it's coming up in April as well. We'll tell you more about that as time comes. Already working on stuff for early next fall. And plans out of the wazoo for in the arena as well. So the arena will not look the same next season. Let's just put it that way.
Perfect. All right. And Corvin, you guys still have a few games left here in the regular season, looking for the continued support this year too.
Yeah, absolutely. Five games left, 3 home games, and the guys are playing really, really well right now, pushing hard for that final playoff spot. So make sure you get out to their game on Saturday night and cheer on the Terriers.
And if you can't, those 50-50s go on sale 9 a.m. in the morning.
Absolutely. And you know what? Save on food, save for more. $1,010 in food gift certificates. That's I wish I could play.
No. Well, thanks for joining us this morning, guys, and it's awesome news. Congratulations on that push.
Yeah, thanks so much, Danny.